Hi, and welcome to the 59th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm getting ready to launch my third webinar about how to speak any language confidently. So that's going to be another experience talking about languages and the importance of gaining confidence for being able to speak. Because a lot of students, they tell me that they want to know how to speak English with basically perfect grammar, best vocabulary, and flawless pronunciation. And I think those three things are slightly misleading for students when the objective of their studies is just perfection, for having no grammatical mistakes, always using the right vocabulary word, and also having pronunciation that sounds like a native speaker. And I think a better objective is to focus on confidence, because there are going to be moments when you can't know everything. It's very difficult to speak without any mistakes. Even in the native language, people make mistakes all the time. And that doesn't mean that they don't know how to speak their native language. So nobody is perfect. And sometimes you forget a vocabulary word, or you forget how to explain something with the proper terms. Again, that doesn't mean you don't know how to speak that language. And maybe sometimes you see new words, basically, that you've never seen before, and there might be some hesitation about the correct pronunciation. So those are three things that quite often happen in your native language. Students usually hold themselves to a very strict, high standard, and to expect that they're going to be able to do that even better than in their native language, which just is not a very realistic objective. So I would say it's more important to be comfortable to say, I'm okay with making mistakes. I'm okay with not being perfect. What's more important is that I can explain myself and I can make myself understood despite those mistakes, and to not let them stop you or deter you from speaking the language. So there are times when I am right now learning Russian, for example, and I know that my grammar may not be completely correct, or that I do not have enough vocabulary, or I do have doubts about my pronunciation, but those don't stop me from wanting to speak. There are many times when I hear people say, I'll start speaking after everything is correct. And I think that attitude leads to a lot of people almost never speaking, because they are just waiting to become perfect. And I think it's really the opposite approach, that you start speaking and little by little you improve over time. And not being afraid to make mistakes is what builds up their confidence to speak, even when there are mistakes. So those are a few things I'm going to continue to talk about and develop in the webinar tomorrow, and to gather feedback on how other students work with their languages and what helps them work on their confidence. And I think another thing is really important is having a very supportive environment where people are not critical and not judgmental. So that's another key element that I've seen speaking with other students about their experience and what they've seen from other students who have been successful with their studies. So I'm going to continue to talk about that a little bit in detail for the webinar tomorrow. And also this time around, I'm trying to see if there's ways to register for the webinar in advance. So if you are interested in joining that webinar, I will include a sign-up link with this video. And if you are listening to this podcast after webinar has taken place, that's not a problem. Probably the webinar material, the video itself, will become part of the course that I am developing for speaking confidently. So before I launch this course soon, there will be a special price for like a pre-sale for that course. And then after, when I launch, the price will probably go up though. So this is one idea that I've had of using webinars and using that content to be included in an upcoming course that I'm creating. So I hope this will help create some interest in that topic and to get some feedback from students on what they would like to see in the course, and to make sure that that is covered in the course. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I look forward to further talking about this in the webinar. And if you are interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at HugginsInternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S International.com. Or you can send me an email at HugginsInternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care.